You have better suspects to look at, she said.
I have other suspects.
His choice of words was not lost on her, but she refused to take the bait. The kitchen table sat in a nook with a bay window looking out onto the backyard, where the lawn was awash in fallen leaves, and Lucy's swing set stood as a monument to childhood. Such a normal Saturday morning kind of thing. Sitting, chatting, having coffee.
He's cheating on you, Kovac said.
Carrie continued to stare out the window.
I don't get it. You're a strong, independent woman. Why would you put up with that?
She still didn't look at him. You have no direct evidence David is cheating on me. Do you?
Don't try to play me, Judge. I'm not stupid and neither are you.
Carrie was silent for what seemed like a long time. Finally, she said in a very soft voice, Maybe I'm not as strong as you think. It was Kovac's turn to be silent. She could feel him watching her and wondered what he was thinking. That she was in denial? That she was pathetic for staying with a husband who had so little respect for her? She was past denial. On the other count, she pled the fifth. Carl Dahl is still at large? She asked.
Yeah. That's nothing you have to worry about as far as him coming after you, Kovac said. He's got no reason to hurt you, you being his new best friend and all.
Carrie ignored the jab. Have you been able to enhance the video from the parking ramp?
Not yet.
Just why are you here, detective? She asked, arching a brow. Not that I don't enjoy your pleasant company. Kovac let go a long sigh and looked at his coffee for a moment.
Stan Dempsey, the lead detective.
I know who Stan Dempsey is. What about him?
I went to his house this morning. You know, he's never been right since those murders. I wanted to talk to him about yesterday. He's got as good a motive as anybody to call you a fucking cunt and try to beat the shit out of you.
And?
And he wasn't there, Kovac said. He had trashed the place, shot up the furniture, tipped over tables, smashed stuff, basically went apeshit by the look of it. He left a videotape of himself talking about the Haas case, talking about his frustration, his anger. He went on about you, about your rulings, about how he needs to take matters into his own hands and make sure the guilty pay.
The guilty, Carrie said, as in Carl Dahl.
And you.
Did he threaten me?
Not in so many words, but I have reason to believe he could be a danger to you and possibly to your daughter.
Carrie sat up straight, her pulse quickening. My daughter? What did he say about my daughter?
He's aware you have a small daughter, and he thinks because of that, you should be more sympathetic to the victims for what they must have gone through, Kovac said,
but he didn't quite meet her eyes.